WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. College Station fire and police investigators are still looking for a cause and the origin of a house fire early Thursday morning that killed one person and two dogs. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says the identity of the lone occupant of the home on Eagle Avenue continues to be withheld. The occupant and two Rottweilers were found on the second floor of the home, located across Eagle from Creekview School.
Most of the fire damage was on the second floor. There was damage to the stairway between the first and second floor, which made it kind of awkward for fire crews to access the second floor. They ended up laddering the building and going in through a second floor window. But there was heavy smoke damage throughout the entire home.
Crews from four College Station fire stations were on the scene. No firefighters were injured. Humphreys says the fire, reported by a neighbor who heard smoke alarms, was under control in less than 30 minutes. A local man is accused of ramming his SUV into a Bryan police SUV. It's the second time in 10 months that 29-year-old DeChristopher Harrison is in jail on a parole violation from drug-related convictions. Lieutenant Sherrian Gideon says about 2 in the morning Thursday, one patrol car was in front of the suspect's vehicle and another was approaching from the rear when Harrison accelerated in reverse.
The suspect didn't let up on the accelerator and kind of turned his wheel a little bit and crashed into our vehicle and continued to press the accelerator, so he backed sideways, hitting his left passenger side on the front of our vehicle, and then glanced off of that and backed into a tree.
Harrison was going an estimated 40 miles per hour in reverse on impact, causing the airbag to deploy in the police SUV. Harrison's 6-year-old son, who was in the front seat, was not injured and was given to a family member. No officers were hurt. Police seized 28 bags of cocaine with an estimated street value of nearly $1,200, along with $660 cash. A 66-year-old Bryan man is headed to prison for continuous sexual abuse of a 7-year-old child. A Brazos County District Court jury took 4 hours to convict Philemon Herrera, then 30 minutes to issue a 45-year prison sentence. Herrera had contact with the victim 3 times between August 2011 and July 2012. He is not eligible for parole. College Station police have charged a juvenile with burglary of a habitation after a resident's video surveillance system helped officers identify the suspect. The victim reported Wednesday night around 9, the juvenile entering the open garage, opening an unlocked car door, and stealing a wallet. Officers arrived at the home within 2 minutes and located the suspect. The stolen items were returned, and the investigation continues with additional charges possible. Bryan Broadcasting has received the radio industry's version of an Oscar nomination. Frito on Candy 95 says the station has been nominated for a Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
It would be something that encompasses everything: your service to the community, your the entertainment value of the radio station, what you do on the air, what you do online, everything. It's a full body of work award, and it's the first time we've ever been nominated for it, which is an amazing honor.
It's the 25th anniversary of the Marconis, and we'll learn if we win during the NAB convention on September 11th. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With each passing rain, the grass gets greener and thicker. Don't dread another weekend with countless wasted hours spent on your lawnmower. Come to Kyrish. We'll show you how to make mowing as close to fun as it gets. This is David with Kyrish Truck Center, and I want to cut your mowing time in half and provide you with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub, Ferris, and Hustler in stock. Kyrish Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Or call us at 979-778-7481.
It's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool at no additional charge. They'll have one of those for you while they fix your 690-2278.
High pressure, it's going to have the tendency to hang around at least through the weekend, and that means temperatures are going to remain very warm across the area. Sunshine for today, we're 95 to maybe 100. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows are going to fall to about 75 to 80 degrees. We have a sunny forecast for the day on Sunday, and it's once again 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, three Texas A&M offensive linemen have been named to the preseason watch list for an award, and I'll tell you which one that is. It's kind of a biggie. As well as Texas A&M volleyball is getting some accolades, some preseason accolades anyways, have been mentioned in a magazine about their great freshman recruiting class. Also, the Texas Rangers and LA Angels went at it last night in Arlington. Well, the Rangers were there, if that makes sense. They really didn't show up to play. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, why should they do that after all?
You know, if you're going to do something, if we're going to lose, we're going to lose big then, if Jameis Winston would say.
And I was listening to Cliff Howard's show yesterday. Congratulations on his ability as a salesperson. He was actually able to find someone to sponsor daily Texas Ranger reports. Now, that is a job. That is a job of selling right there.
Chips wheeling and dealing.
Well,
baby.
It was all about, you know, at that time, what's his name? Hugh Darvish, is that his name?
Hugh Darvish.
Hugh Darvish, yeah.
Hugh Darvish.
Everybody gets excited about that, and, you know, there they are. They've lost like 18 of their last 26 home games or something.
Yeah, some ridiculous number like that. It's they're right now they are the worst team in the major leagues. So.
And you know, you understand that, like, we think about it from the broadcasting standpoint, what a coveted job to have, but then you wake up every morning and realize you're a broadcaster for the Texas Rangers.
Well, you know, it's they made the playoffs every sort of made the playoffs. They changed the wild card thing up last year, but you know, they've been doing really, really well compared to what they were doing before.
Yeah, but
so
that's
this
the thing.
Is really a down year.
Is there are people who are young enough to remember that World Series thing, you know that
3 years ago?
That's what I'm saying. There are people that are young, and they remember that, and now they suck. Well, anyway, enough of that. That's probably longer than the story you're going to do on them. But anyhow, all right, so there is nothing more Canadian, than a hockey helmet-wearing guy driving a Zamboni down a street in July.
Of course not.
It's exactly what happened in Grisby, Ontario. Commuters yesterday morning saw this. Somebody posted a photo on Twitter, which, of course, sparked the hashtag, you know you're in Canada when. People began uploading all kinds of Canadian pictures of bagged milk. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
They serve their milk in bags or sell.
Oh, do they?
Really? Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that's interesting. I've been there a few times. I guess I've never... Well, I say that. I have been in a grocery store in Canada. One of the things... And I don't know that they do this in all of them, but we were in Calgary. And so we went to the grocery store because it was right across the street from the hotel. And because we were kind of out from the city, we weren't staying in there. And at least at this store, they paid you 25 cents to bring the cart back.
Really?
I mean, is that cool or what?
They need to do that here. Seriously.
Really? Well, what happened is you buy the cart when you go into the store, okay?
A little deposit.
For 25 cents, okay? And you come back and you bring it back in, and the return thing is kind of like the ones that they have at the airport, okay? Where, you know, you put the carrier through there, and a quarter would come out. And you're right. I mean, you think about, like, Zach, you're far too young to be complaining about that. That's the kind of thing that Tom Turbyville and I used to complain about is, you know, people who would put the cart in the parking lot where it was convenient for them, but it ended up basically making two parking places for cars useless, right?
Oh, right. No, yeah. Exactly. And this town is like the land of forgotten carts. Like, seriously. You go to anything, Walmart, Kroger, whatever, and people just, I mean, they'll leave them sideways.
Yeah.
And it drives me up the wall.
Man, you are really way too young to sound like that. But that's, but.
But
you're right. I mean, that's kind of the way that I feel about it. And it's not like they don't have the little collection things out there.
Right. They're right next to you. Right next there. Right there.
How far do you have to push that? But, now you see, for all the stupid studies that we get here that we find out that people pay for, that kind of thing needs to be studied in other countries to see if other developed countries have that same problem. And again, as you say, the 25 cents back thing is a pretty easy deal. I mean, that's pretty straightforward right there. And I think that's at least one thing that the Canadians have figured out. Milk in a bag, huh?
Yep.
That's just strange. I don't know why. It just seems weird.
I had a friend who he and his wife went to Canada this past week, and he took a picture and said, "Hey, look, milk in bags."
Okay. Well, I know that they have, you know, beef gravied potato chips.
Yeah.
But
no, poutine.
Ketchup, they have ketchup. But milk in a bag, I had no idea.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of information.
If somebody ever asks you why you listen, now you can say that before 6:20, I knew that they sell milk in bags in Canada. Which is helpful if you didn't know that.
I don't know what you're going to do with that.
I don't need to do it. Kind of laying
but
in
that's sort of the theme for the whole show, I guess.
Right.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Friend, are you able to say the same thing? We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us. Our times and location are found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we seek to worship God according to the teaching of John 4:24. In this verse, Jesus makes it clear that the true worship of God consists of having the right attitude and the right standard. We must make sure that our heart is sincere, but also that our worship is according to God's pattern of truth, as found within the Bible. We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
It's 6:18. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's day 192. We've got 173 of them to go. It is July 11th. That is 7-Eleven. They got really neat things going on at 7-Elevens, but we don't have any around here. So,
nope.
You know, if you're traveling, stop in. There's liable to be some kind of a deal going on. It's Cheer Up the Lonely Day. It's World Population Day. It's Blueberry Muffin Day.
Mm.
Yeah, those aren't bad when they're done right, that's for sure. And for birthdays.
For birthdays today, we have Lil' Kim is turning 40 today.
Oh.
So one of your favorite artists,
here.
Sir Scott.
Yeah.
Nadia Octomom, that's how you know who she is. Suleiman is turning 39 today.
Yeah.
We'll pass
Enough,
that.
Yeah.
Justin Chambers is turning 44. He played Alex Karev on Grey's Anatomy. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie Dunning is turning 48. She played Heidi the Tool Time Girl in Home Improvement.
Ah, sure.
Yes.
So yeah,
and a little else.
Yeah, and she she still looks pretty good for 40.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Schreiner is turning 49. Bassist for Weezer. Lisa Rinna is turning 51 today. Of course, she's married to Harry Hamlin, and she's got those fake looking. Well, they are fake lips.
Yes.
Richie Sambora is turning 55 today. Of course, Bon Jovi, songwriter, guitarist, was married to Heather Locklear. Leon Spinks is turning 61.
All right.
The boxer from way back when. And Giorgio Armani is turning 80 today.
Yes, he is. Jeff Corwin from Animal Planet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, 47 years old. And John Henson, who is the co-host of Wipeout. I've only watched that a couple of times, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is.
He's 47. Cella Ward, who's an actress, may know hers, 58. On Saturday, it is Bald Is In Day. So if you know a bald person, tell them that. It's Different Colored Eye Day, and it's Pecan Pie Day.
Yeah. Mm. See, I'm not just the biggest fan of pecan pie. I don't know.
Well, there are a lot of variations to it, of course. I don't understand why people put chocolate in it. I don't understand.
I do understand. It's just sometimes it's too sweet.
Yeah,
I like it a little
be.
Less.
You're right.
Well, they make
right.
it different up north because they call it pecan pie.
They do. That's right. First of all, they don't say it right. And,
no.
Now, when I lived over in Beaumont, there was a town nearby there, and they had a diner that made red bean pie where they used red beans instead of pie. I know. But it tasted amazingly like pecan pie.
Huh.
Just saying.
Weird,
all right.
Weird.
Birthdays on Saturday.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Kimberly Perry is turning 31. She's, of course, the singer, guitarist in the band Perry. Michelle Rodriguez is turning 36. And she seems like she plays the same role in every movie that she's in.
It works.
She also has a thing with Zac Efron now. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Topher Grace is turning 36. Of course, he was on That 70s Show, played Venom in Spider-Man 3. Brock Lesnar is turning 37. Boy, he seems like he's older than that.
Huh.
I don't know why. He's just
been
a beast.
Around a while.
Yeah. Christy Yamaguchi is turning 43, gold medal winning figure skater, of course, Dancing with the Stars champ. Richard Simmons is turning 66 today. Let's all do some jumping jacks.
Yeah.
So he's turning 66 tomorrow.
And Bill Cosby is turning 77 tomorrow.
Oh, goodness.
Cheryl Ladd, you remember her as one of the Charlie's Angels. She's 63 years old. Now, you don't have time right now, but sometime today or over the weekend, Jay Thomas has a birthday tomorrow. He's 66. Google on YouTube, Jay Thomas and the Lone Ranger. One of the funniest stories that has ever been told, in my opinion, on television, about when he was an FM disc jockey and he did a remote with the guy who played the Lone Ranger.
Was it like on Carson or something?
It was on Letterman. Letterman tells the story. It's kind of interesting. So anyway, it's 7 minutes you'll never get back, but it's interesting. On Sunday, it's National French Fry Day. Let's go.
I might celebrate.
It's also Embrace Your Geekness Day.
Okay.
And Sunday is Gruntled Workers Day.
Now, all right.
But Sunday, so few people are working. It seems like that should be mandated to be on a Monday through Friday. Anyway, more birthdays.
For Sunday, Stephen R. McQueen is turning 26. He's Steve McQueen's grandson.
Oh, Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, even though he's not nearly as cool as his grandfather. Right. Ken Jeong is turning 45. Now, he, of course, was played in The Hangover and Community. And he's also an OBGYN, is that right?
Really?
I think he's a doctor in real life. Yeah,
and so
he decided to pursue his long love of comedy. Spud Webb is turning 51. Of course, he was a former NBA star, won the 86 slam dunk contest. Only 5'7".
Yeah.
So a little guy winning it all. Cameron Crowe is turning 57. Now he was a writer director of Almost Famous, Say Anything, Vanilla Sky, Jerry Maguire, and he also wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty interesting there. Tony Kornheiser is turning 66. Host of ESPN's Pardon the Interruption. Cheech Marin is turning 68.
Yeah.
So good for Cheech. Harrison Ford is turning 72.
72.
And he's been out of filming for the new Star Wars for a little while since breaking his ankle.
Yeah.
And Patrick Stewart is turning 74. Of course, Professor X and Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes. Make it so. 624.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile. Enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at MoodyGardens.org.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so while Americans grow increasingly concerned about Obama's unilateral executive actions, he's actually doubling down on his efforts and taunting Republicans who may try and stop him. Now, nevertheless, there's growing tension among those who wish to limit this imperial president. Now, I told you this week, and we spoke to Governor Sarah Palin, she's calling for impeachment, which is perfectly legitimate and, by the way, constitutionally sound. It's a mechanism to keep the president in check, but immediately John Boehner, he's not too fond of the idea, saying he disagrees with Palin. Probably not politically viable, but here's the point. Is Governor Palin right? Is this an imperial presidency? Is this executive overreach? Is the president not enforcing the laws of the land and is making things up as he goes? There is a point to ponder here. And the answer is simple. This president is not obeying the rule of law.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know those sun-facing windows that bake your rooms in the mornings or those afternoon-facing windows that make you crank up the AC? Now, you can do what I did and go to Blinds.com. Blinds.com tames those heat-seeking rooms with gorgeous blinds and shades and shutters and drapes that help block the sun's rays. What's more, your Blinds.com window coverings will give each and every room that model home look. If you hurry now, you save up to 20% on their most popular products right now. That's Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. To avoid spending the day on the lake, a man told his family it was infested with sharks, so he could go to Hot Deals of Summer at Golfsmith, where you'll find the lowest prices of any golf store, guaranteed. And it's on dry land. During Hot Deals of Summer, get a set of Nike VRS Covert 2.0 irons and get a Nike VRS Covert 2.0 driver. Absolutely free. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Bank. bank set to disappoint the markets. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Matthew Passy. Despite growth in lending and new records for stocks, the biggest U.S. banks are expected to show disappointing second quarter earnings, hampered by low interest rates, slow trading conditions, and big legal bills. The six largest banks are expected to report a 5.5% decline in quarterly revenue compared to last year. Profits are expected to fall more than 10%. Wells Fargo kicks off the bank earnings season later this morning. Stocks were under pressure yesterday after concerns about Europe's banking system. The Dow dropped 70 points, closing at 16,915. However, investors appear poised to shrug off those concerns as futures point to higher open for all three indexes. According to a Fidelity investment survey released this week, adult children are underestimating their parents' net worth by $300,000 on average. As a result, more than 40% of adult children worry that they will have to serve as their parents' caregivers later in life. I'm Matthew Passy with the Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at diabetic11.com. That's diabetic11.com.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
Good morning, it's 6:29. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 96 for a high temperature today, just plain old hot. No mention of rain in the forecast till we get till Tuesday, and we'll be traversing some upper 90s, near 100 type stuff. So expect that, okay? The heat index is over 100. The entire time. Right now, humidity is 82%, winds out of the east at 5. Nice right now, but it will warm up. It's fair skies and 72.
Every marriage changes over time in very predictable ways. And when you understand that, your marriage can be a lot happier. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Now here's an interesting view of marriage.
Since it's impossible to be in love with each other all the time, marriage keeps you together when you fall out of love and gives you enough time to fall back in again.
Judith Viorst, author of the book Grown Up Marriage, says she's noticed that often couples don't really understand what marriage is.
What people don't appreciate is that they are building a third thing. And on behalf of this third thing, they have to make sacrifices, they have to make compromises, not to let the other person win, but to create this wonderful third thing, which is going to give back to you.
And Judith says married people need to understand that marriage changes over time.
When you're young, maybe there has to be a lot of excitement and drama and newness. We need to get over that. There is another kind of contentment and happiness that simply has to do with sitting quietly in the same room with the person you're married to, reading the Sunday papers together.
And one thing that will go a long way in helping any marriage, says Judith, is to treat your partner as good as you treat anyone else.
You know, we all go to parties and we meet some stranger there that we're never going to see again, and we're being charming and adorable. And I think the work of marriage requires that we remember that charity, courtesy, and charm begin at home.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Junior Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $40. Wild Kratts Live, sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic, and John Tartaglia's Imagine Ocean, sponsored by the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The Opus Junior Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There were three victims of a house fire in College Station just before sunrise Thursday.
As crews were beginning to extinguish the fire and doing a search of the resident, they discovered a deceased person in a room on the second floor of the home. There were also two large dogs, Rottweilers, that were in the building, and they also died in the fire.
Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphrey says the name of the person who died has not been released as fire and police investigators continue to determine the cause and the origin.
In a situation where we have a fatality, it's a very meticulous, thorough investigation. For all practical purposes, the scene is handled like a crime scene. There's a lot more evidence that's collected, personnel interviews, and all that kind of stuff.
Humphrey says fire damage was on the second floor and on the stairway of the home located on Eagle Avenue across the street from Creekview School. A six-year-old took quite a ride with his father early Thursday morning. Bryan Police Lieutenant Sharon Gideon says the youngster was in the front seat of an SUV without being in a car seat. Gideon says the boy's father, 29-year-old DeChristopher Harrison, struck a police SUV, then got stuck while trying to evade arrest for violating parole.
They couldn't get the suspect to turn off the vehicle or raise his hands or follow any of the commands, so they broke the back passenger window out, got the vehicle unlocked, reached in and took the child out of and away from the scene for his safety, and then they were able to pull the suspect out of the vehicle.
Gideon says Harrison, who had been convicted on drug charges, had 28 bags of cocaine worth almost $1,200 along with $660 cash. Police estimated Harrison was going 40 miles an hour in reverse when his expedition struck a police Tahoe with enough force the airbag deployed in the police SUV. Gideon says no officers were hurt and the six-year-old was given to a family member. Jail records indicate it's the second time Harrison has been arrested for violating parole since last September and the 12th time he's been booked in 9 years. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Bryan man to prison for repeated sexual attacks of a 7-year-old girl. 66-year-old Philemon Herrera was found guilty of abusing the child three times between August 2011 and July 2012. The jury deliberated 4 hours before returning the verdict and 45 minutes for the punishment phase. Herrera was ordered to serve 45 years. He's not eligible for parole. The minimum sentence was 25 years. Herrera asked for 35 years and prosecutors sought life in prison. A jury in Fort Worth took 12 minutes to convict an 18-year-old man for raping a woman, then stabbing her 19 times. The jury spent 30 minutes to decide on life in prison. The jury heard from the woman who survived the two-hour attack by Juan Olmos. The man accused of killing six members of his sister-in-law's family in spring will be in court today. 33-year-old Ronald Haskell was charged today with the capital murder of Stephen and Katie Stay and four of their children. Thanks to video security, College Station police caught a juvenile Wednesday night accused of entering an open garage and an unlocked vehicle. The unidentified suspect is also charged with taking a wallet. The video showed the suspect wearing a white shirt with the number 42 on the back. The stolen items were returned, and additional charges are possible as the investigation continues. The chairman of the University of Texas Regents says they and the system chancellor have been subjected to personal and threatening attacks. Chairman Paul Foster urged supporters of UT Austin President Bill Powers to ease up on their criticism. Foster wouldn't describe in detail the messages from prominent alumni, faculty, and staff, but he told state lawmakers, many of whom rallied behind Powers, to, quote, let us do our job unimpeded. For the first time, a Bryan Broadcasting station has been nominated for the nation's top broadcasting honor. Candy 95 is a finalist for a Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
I've kind of referred to as the Oscar of the radio industry, which is an amazing thing to be nominated for. I never actually thought we'd get one.
Candy Morning host Frito thanks listeners for their part in getting the nomination.
Well, I would hope some of the things were just how amazing our listeners are and how much we try to do for them, how much we try to do for the various groups in the community and people around town and businesses and everything like that. And hopefully some of it goes into us being reasonably entertaining, I would hope.
Winners of the 25th annual Marconis will be announced September 11th during the NAB convention. WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's going to be 6:38. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
It's time for the 16th annual BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk. Last year, the BCS Association of Realtors partnered with Payless Shoes to provide over 350 pairs of shoes for underprivileged children in the Brazos Valley and to donate money to local charities. Help them top that this year by joining the BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk on July 19th at Central Park. Sign up today by visiting bcsrealtor.com or calling the Association of Realtors at 846-3751. That's 846-3751.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Not only is the July 4th holiday here, it's hot, dry, and oh, did I mention? It's hot! Never fear, Rattlers is here to cool you off and quench your thirst with some great July specials, like 2 28-ounce Gatorade, any flavor, only $3. Got a sweet tooth? Then mix and match any regular-sized candy bar and any size fountain drink, 2 for only $2. After a hot day at work, stop by and pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers. Rattlers, where there's always a special. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Another sunny day in the forecast for the area. Temperatures are going to climb up to 95 to possibly 100 degrees this afternoon. If you're going to be spending any great lengths of time outside today, keep in mind it's going to be warm. We're clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine for tomorrow, another hot one, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny and 95 to 100 on Sunday. Keep in mind at some point mid-latter portion next week, we may see temperatures turn decidedly cooler. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, three Texas A&M offensive linemen have been named to a preseason watch list for a pretty prestigious award. I'll tell you which one that is and which Aggies have been nominated. Also, Texas A&M volleyball in the incoming freshman class has received some honorable mention in a national magazine. And I'll tell you what all that is about. As well as down in Houston, they're looking at trying to figure out what to do with the Astrodome. And they actually came up with a plan yesterday. We'll see if they'll actually implement that. All that more coming up in sports.
Does it involve a Ferris wheel?
No, I don't think so. They didn't mention one.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, Scott.
That's all right. It's okay. You know, it was one of the things that was really nice about the Astrodome is the media entrance. Just at the media entrance is where all the trash dumpsters were. So, you know, the eighth wonder of the world, and there's the dumpsters and the loading dock. Okay, yeah. This must be for us. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, okay, now we know how much it's going to cost the surge of child immigrants. Greg Abbott told us yesterday, so we know it's at least $50 million. Okay? At least $50 million.
No big deal.
He said it's nothing more than a rough, very ballpark estimate. But, you know, you got to roll a cost out there somewhere. Because if you're going to sue to get the money back, you got to tell them how much money you're going to need. All right.
Man.
The president of U.S. America, that would be Barack Hussein Obama, pretty much schooled the Republicans yesterday. He won the PR battle hands down, not even close. He got heckled in Austin. You know about this?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Couple of brothers who, and one of them, in fact, has done this thing before. His name is Juan Bellman. He's 21 years old. When Obama visited Austin back in April for a civil rights summit, he chained himself to the Martin Luther King statue on the campus. Okay. So these two brothers are there. One of them is 16 years old. He's a junior at Austin Crockett High School. He and his 21-year-old brother decide that they're going to heckle the president. Okay? Waited in line in front of the Paramount Theater starting at 2 o'clock in the morning to get tickets for the speech. Got that, you know. And came up into the aisle, and they were saying, my brother and I were very nervous as we got to the front to try to interrupt his speech. Now, he gets heckled. Here's the audio. And understand, sleeves rolled up, leaning over the podium that says President of the United States. And here we go. All right.
Sir, I'm on your side, man. Sit down, guys. We'll talk about it later. I promise. All right. So, look, here's what we could do. We could do so much more. Now, you don't have to escort him out. They'll sit down. I promise I'll talk to you afterwards.
And you know what? He talked to him afterwards.
Hmm.
He spent 2 minutes talking to him backstage, hearing what they had to say, and then said he would do executive action if he needed to for immigration. This guy kept his word to them. Okay, he's doing that. That's what the president's doing. In the meantime, John Boehner yesterday...
Listen, this is a problem of the president's own making. He's been president for 5.5 years. When's he going to take responsibility for something?
Okay, I'm not saying I disagree with what Boehner's saying, but I'm just telling you, Obama won the PR war yesterday.
With the idiots. I'm sorry. He,
I understand.
He's maintained this line that nobody's doing anything, so now it's my turn to do something. Baloney.
But idiots vote.
I know they do, but I'm calling them out. I'm saying every idiot that thinks Obama did anything worth a damn is wrong.
Well, I understand. No, you're exactly right. I understand. But you see what happens with the PR and the image, and you know that that's...
Oh, I know.
Ever since Ronald Reagan, that's what it's been about. It's been about image. And he, again, he's got his hands slumped over the podium. He's got his shirt sleeves rolled up. Okay, guys, no, don't escort him out. It'll be fine. You know, no, just...
And I don't like hecklers on any side. Don't heckle a public speaker. No. Just
why on earth would you wait that long to get tickets...
Yeah,
just to get kicked out. Yeah, I mean, they didn't get kicked out, but
I understand. But they figured they would. Yeah, figured they
21
would.
And 16. They don't know what's going on. He can't even vote.
In the meantime, the scandal involving the IRS kind of got ramped up
a little bit more
yesterday.
Did it?
Of course, we talked about yesterday how Lois Lerner may be the dumbest public servant. Well, I don't know. That may not be true.
Well, she's in good company anyway.
Exactly. She's among the when she did the email about. We need to be careful what we write in emails. So, in the meantime, a federal judge named Emmett Sullivan ordered the IRS to explain under oath how it managed to lose these emails connected to Lois Lerner. So we'll see. In a case filed by the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch, Judge Sullivan gave the government 30 days, that's until August the 10th, to file a declaration signed by appropriate IRS officials under oath, sworn to be truthful under penalty of perjury, addressing how in the world they lost those emails, and said the declaration should also include ways to recover the emails. So again, we'll see what happens, but in the meantime, it would appear that it's been ramped up at least a little bit more. Oh, and by the way, we need to go ahead and jack up the number of child immigrants crossing the southwest border. As many as 90,000 unaccompanied minors. Now, it's interesting that they let that sneak out on a Thursday. That's 5 o'clock Friday kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, those are apparently the more accurate numbers that we now know that, at least for now. And that's the other thing. It's kind of like getting unemployment up to 10%. That never happens. You don't want to get this up to 100,000 child immigrants, okay? You don't want to do that. Because, again, the optics of that, everybody will somehow, some people over time will become comfortable enough with the idea that it's only 90,000 child immigrants.
Think about 100,000 is way too much.
Exactly.
90,000 is okay.
Exactly. You basically fill Kyle Field, okay?
Wow.
Basically, Phil There's Kyle visual, Field. Yeah. That's what we're talking about here.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity is the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name, just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Variegated ground covers can be very colorful in a landscape thing and add a lot of special appeal. However, if you're in a part of Texas where alkaline soils often leave plants yellowed from iron deficiency, variegated plants may not have as much appeal as they would in a rainforest setting. Now, shrubs that have big gold spots on their leaves may look like they, too, need to have some iron. There are several variegated ground covers that actually do present a chance to introduce yellows and whites where you might otherwise be thinking only of green. I have a list of some of the best of the variegated ground covers right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. We're going to start with variegated liriopes when we talk about variegated ground covers. The most common of this group is the old favorite called Silvery Sunproof. However, many will attest that it actually is neither silvery nor sunproof. Its leaves are closer to a creamy white with medium green banding, and it does best in well-prepared and moist garden soils with afternoon shade. A narrow-leaf selection called Silver Dragon boasts much whiter blades. However, variegation often brings with it a reduced growth rate, and that's true with Silver Dragon. Use it where you want a small ground cover bed in shade or part shade, morning sun only, and where you want the most striking of color contrasts. Variegated Asian Jasmine. There actually are several bronze leaf variations to our most popular Texas ground cover, some of them fairly new, but the white variegated form has been around for decades. It looks like standard Asian Jasmine. It grows at almost the same pace, but it's marbled with creamy white variegation. Positioned against low evergreens, it's a stunning plant. I have it in our landscape, and I've loved it for about 20 or 25 years. Variegated English ivies can be beautiful. Nurseries sell dozens of selections. Often they're in the houseplant and hanging basket area, and many of them will grow outdoors, although they are a little more tender than regular English ivy, so give them some protection, certainly from the sun and also from the cold weather. Variegated Vinca Major. There was a time when this plant and its green parent were the most common shade ground covers in Texas. However, that was 60 years ago, and now they've been replaced by other types. All of the trailing vincas have issues with leaf rollers late each summer. The plants become stemmy and ragged. They must be trimmed and reshaped. However, nothing is any more attractive in spring than a bed of luxuriant vinca ground cover with the purple pinwheel-like flowers. And the variegated form is very pretty. Variegated Ajugas are lovely, like Burgundy Glow or Silver Beauty, with its yellow variegation against green leaves. These are slow-growing ground covers. Use them in moderation. Use them in small spaces. And finally, Domino Aspidistra. Cast iron plant is the common name of this tall ground cover. It gets about 2 feet tall, leaves that are 4 inches wide. Domino is a variegated, freckled, speckled type. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville & Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. A trio of Texas A&M offensive linemen have been named to the preseason watch list for the prestigious Outland Trophy, which is given annually to college football's top interior linemen. Representing the Aggies are senior Cedric Abuehi, junior Mike Matthews, and sophomore Jermaine Effetti. The three watchlisters matches season opening opponent South Carolina for most Outland Trophy candidates. The Aggs and Gamecocks will face off on August 28th in Columbia, South Carolina, in the debut college football game on the SEC Network. Texas A&M Volleyball's incoming freshman class received honorable mention in Volleyball Magazine's list of the nation's top 10 recruiting classes, as announced yesterday. A&M is the only Texas school mentioned in the listing, which recognized 15 classes as honorable mention in addition to the top 10 ranked teams. Texas A&M head coach Lori Corbelli, who is entering her 22nd season at the helm of the Aggies, returns 10 letter winners, including 4 starters from last year's team that went 19-12 and advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Well, the University of Texas system chancellor says he will not approve beer and wine sales at Longhorns football games in Austin this fall, which might be a good thing. Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa told the Austin American-Statesman that he and UT Austin President Bill Powers agreed the schools need more study of alcohol sales at basketball, baseball, and track events before allowing it at football games. Texas long banned alcohol sales at athletic events before allowing some last spring. Maybe they can all drink tea. The Texas Rangers welcomed the LA Angels to Arlington last night to kick off a 4-game AL West series, and it wasn't pretty.
Trout drives one out to center field. Martin giving chase. He's at the wall. Gone! A big fly for Mike Trout. 13-2 Angels.
And it was one of 4 hits on the night for Trout as the Angels rolled over the Rangers 15-6. Texas starter Colby Lewis had his worst outing of the season, going 2 1/3 innings and allowing 11 earned runs.
It is what it is. I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to go out there and continue to try to be productive and do what I got to do to continue to get outs. And tonight wasn't one of those nights. So I'm not going to change my approach. They were fortunate enough to put the ball where our defenders weren't. So chalk it up as that.
Rangers skipper Ron Washington held a closed-door meeting with his players after the loss. His ball club has now the worst winning percentage in the majors and a 38-54 record. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 7:05 with broadcast on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Meanwhile, the Houston Astros return home this evening following their 3-game sweep over Texas. The Astros will host the Boston Red Sox at 7:10 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Chicago White Sox pitcher Chris Sale and Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo have been voted by fans onto the rosters for Tuesday's All-Star Game, and the LA Angels shortstop Eric Ibar will replace Kansas City outfielder Alex Gordon. Houston's Dallas Keuchel was one of 4 pitchers to be left off the final vote. The Houston Texans and Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo have developed a $66 million plan to demolish the historic Astrodome and replace it with a green space and Astrodome Hall of Fame in time for the 2017 Super Bowl at the Texans Stadium next door. But Leroy Schaefer, chief operating officer of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, tells the Associated Press that the
the plan is purely conceptual and there's no timetable for it. A trial that could determine the fate of the LA Clippers was delayed until after a deadline to conclude a $2 billion sale and a scheduled NBA vote on the deal, but there is hope for more time. Donald Sterling has vowed never to sell the team, and he's trying to block his wife's single-handed deal with former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Attorneys for Shelley Sterling have accused Donald Sterling's side of stalling tactics. Tour de France riders have set off on the seventh stage, 146 miles from Epernay, the capital of Champagne country, to the eastern city of Nancy. Overall leader Vincenzo Nibali has a two-second lead over Astana teammate Jakob Fuglsang and is 2 minutes, 37 seconds clear of Alberto Contador, his main rival since defending champ Chris Froome dropped out of the race injured two days ago. The PGA Tour stop this week is at the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois, where there is a little extra pressure as Zach Johnson, Rory Zappatini, Brian Harmon starts second-round play, tied for the lead after they shot 8-under par 63 yesterday. The top finisher not previously eligible for the British Open will earn a spot next week at Royal Liverpool for this year's Open, provided he's among the top five in ties. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
Our Brazos Valley weather, it's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, about 96 or 97 for the next 5 or 6 days, maybe making it up to 100 on the thermometer. Certainly our heat index is going to be up about there. We'll be cooling down a little bit, mid-70s. Monday night our low is 77. But we'll see. Rob says maybe drastically cooler temperatures, he said, next week. All right, we'll see. 72 now, WTAW, College Station.